Coach is filmed before a studio audience.
Hayden, the bully base is ready. Come and get it. Doesn't it smell good? You try to keep an open mind. You like beef stew. Bouillabaisse is just fish stew. It's got clams and crab and mackerel.
Well, why don't we just open up a whale stomach and eat that? Okay. I don't know. Maybe I'll get to like the bulla.
Hayden, you know how I kept saying there was mice in my apartment? You said I was nuts. Well, who's the nut now?
Luther, what the hell's wrong with you? You know better than to bring a dead mouse to the dinner table.
Oh, well, excuse me, Miss Manners.
Now you ruined the bulla. We'll just have to go out for steaks.
Oh, wait a minute. You planned this. You ruined my bouillabaisse on purpose.
Christine Marie Armstrong, how could you even say such a thing? Even if I didn't want to try this, I'm more mature than to resort to some juvenile stunt like that.
I don't believe you for a minute, but I'm too tired and hungry to argue. Just pick out a steakhouse. I'm gonna go get my jacket.
That was perfect, Lou. Man, do I owe you one. Honey, are you okay? Staff agrees that this is one of the finest groups of young recruits we've had here in a long, long time. So before you take the tour of the campus, I'd just like to leave you with one thought. A lot of you might be thinking, why should I come here to Minnesota State? We don't get any sun, we don't have any beaches.
Basically, we don't have any fun.
We can offer you something other schools can't. No distractions. There is nothing to do here except eat, sleep, and drink football. Every minute you're not learning, you're going to be mine. You give me 1,000% out there on that football field, I guarantee I'll make a better man and a better player out of you. You devote the next 4 years of your lives to football, and I promise you, you're going to graduate a winner. And now, Coach Rodman and Coach Flender will take you on a tour of the campus, the weight room, and the field house, and I hope the next time I see you, you're wearing purple and gold, the proud colors of the Minnesota State Screaming Eagles.
Come on, you guys, let's go.
What do you think of new recruits?
Well, basically, you know, overall, if you take them one by one and, you know, kind of put them all together, I think you could.
Not much there, is there?
Isn't that what I just said?
But where the hell is Tyler Roberts? He promised me he was coming. I really thought we were going to have that star, you know, that anchor we need.
Yeah, well, Tyler's a liar. He's a big, fat, very fast liar.
Remember the first time we saw him play at that little school, St. Paul? He rushed for 325 yards. I remember saying to myself, geez, for a 12-year-old kid, he's got talent.
Why didn't he come? Why didn't any of the blue-chip guys show up?
Yeah. Hey, Tyler. It's him. Oh, you have flat tire, huh? Oh, hey, well, don't change it yourself. We don't want you to smash one of your precious ball-handling fingers. Oh, you got your grandfather with you? Well, tell him to do it.
Tell the old guy
tell you not to hold the lug nuts in his mouth. I learned that one the hard way.
Yeah, well, sure. I'd still like to get together with you.
Yeah.
Hey, you like chili? Why don't you come on over to the cabin tonight, bring your grandfather, and I'll fix you some of the Fox's famous five-alarm chili. We'll just sit, meet, and talk about the team. Okay, I'm at 34 Lakeside Drive. I'll see you at 7.
Okay, okay, okay.
It's between us and Notre Dame. Now, we got to win this kid over. We got to go all out tonight. We got to be on our toes.
Right.
We got to be smart and sophisticated.
Which one do you want me to do?
Lovely pot of chili you've got there, Hayden. She would hate to see a mouse come flying out of nowhere and land in it.
Hey, there. Come here. Okay,
we gotta look sharp.
Hey, how are you? Good to see you. Come on in. Good to see you. Nice seeing you.
Hey, there's Minnesota's finest high school halfback. This is Tyler Roberts. Oh, I see your kid brother, too.
This is my grandfather, George Roberts.
Hey, how you doing?
Thanks to something you said, I'm also his mechanic.
Yeah, oh well. If you were a promising young halfback, I'd take care of you, too. This is Coach Van Dam.
Yeah, you can call me Coach Luther. Hey, you're Christine Armstrong.
Oh, you recognize me?
I used to watch you on TV, but I gave up on the news. Nothing but tragedy and disaster. How do you do it every day?
Well, actually, I don't do it anymore.
Good for you. You walked away from it. I like a woman with integrity.
Well, let's hope I don't have to stand up for what I believe in much longer. The truth is, I've been out of work for the past year, and I really would like to talk about how bitter I am, but I have to run. Have dinner plans.
Got dinner plans.
Nice meeting you.
Nice meeting you.
Nice meeting you, too.
Yeah.
Good night, Luther.
Bye-bye, Hank. Thanks, uh-huh. Yeah. Tyler, I can't tell you how much I appreciate your driving down all the way from St. Paul. I mean, it is terrific to find a hometown kid with so much talent.
Well, I guess the Lord blessed me with good speed.
You come here, he'll bless you with good blockers, too. Come on, let's all sit down. Oh, flag on the play. Too many players on a couch.
Offsides. Offsides time.
Coach Holtz over at Notre Dame seems to take his football a little more seriously.
Hey, nobody takes football any more seriously than Coach Fox. I mean, he let it ruin his first marriage, and he ignored his daughter for 16 years. This man here's the best.
Hey, I'll put my record up against Lou Holtz's anytime.
That's right.
When I first came here 10 years ago, the Screaming Eagles were mediocre at best.
Mediocre.
And over the past 10 years, I've taken this program, turned it completely around. I have taken a team from the depths of obscurity to the heights of success.
That's right.
Are you guys familiar with our 1991 Pineapple Bowl triumph?
I have it on the same tape as your 1992 Patriot Bowl drubbing.
This guy hates me, Lou.
Hey, we got some bad calls in the Patriot Bowl.
You lost 71-7.
Key call. They're really key calls.
Hey, come on. Half the team came down with the flu, didn't they?
Every one of them.
Yeah, we had to send out a squad of inexperienced kids that day.
They didn't play Hadley at all.
Why?
Basketball.
Because they deserved a chance, didn't they, Lou?
That's right, they
those kids had heart and soul. Nobody remembers that. All they remember is a stupid score.
Coach Fox, I know you have a good program here, but I'm going to college for more than just football. I also care about academics. I hope that doesn't offend you.
Me? Hey, no coach in the whole wide world is more committed to education than I am. That's my chili con carne. Oh, in Spanish, that's chili with meat. You won't learn that at Notre Dame. Which, by the way, means our dame. Oh, you guys are going to love this chili. I'm experimenting with coriander.
Why don't we go sit and eat? Here you are. You sit there, and here we go.
As you know, Notre Dame's very interested in my grandson. So why should he come here? After all, Notre Dame is Notre Dame, and Lou Holtz is Lou Holtz.
Hey, to rebut your argument, Minnesota State is Minnesota State, and Hayden Fox is Hayden Fox.
Actually, I hope my grandson does come here to Minnesota State. I'd rather he study here than at some college far away.
Your grandfather is a very, very wise man, Tyler.
But when all is said and done, it's going to be Tyler's decision.
Hey, you hear that? It's going to be Tyler's decision. Doesn't make any difference if the old man hates you or not.
So, picture this. It's 1998. You're a graduating senior. You've been to a bowl game 4 years in a row.
4 years in a row. You've won three, lost one. But it wasn't your fault. It wasn't your fault. It was the referee. Same one we had at the Patriot Bowl.
Right. So one night, you're over here eating chili like you do every Tuesday night.
Yeah.
When all of a sudden, ring, ring, ring.
Someone's at the door.
No, it's the phone.
The phone. Someone's on the phone.
I'm going to answer.
Hello? Who is it?
It's Coach Don Shula from the Miami Dolphins.
Donny boy! He's still coaching.
Hey, Don, what's up?
What'd he say? What'd he say?
Oh, yeah?
What'd he say?
You'd like to sign Tyler Roberts? Oh, yeah. No problem. I mean, you got a 2-time Heisman Trophy winner there. Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah. Is it a good thing you didn't go to Notre Dame?
Yeah.
I mean, how many times can you hear, win one for the Gipper?
That's right, Gipper. Win one for the Gipper.
You later, Donnie.
How many times? That's good.
Yeah. You put on quite a show, Coach Fox.
Well, thanks again for dinner. I have to tell you, Notre Dame may be Notre Dame, but Minnesota State is starting to look pretty good. I know if I do come here, I'll be well coached.
Oh, we'd love to have you, Tyler.
Coach, I think you should know that we were at Notre Dame yesterday. Tyler and I have to talk this over, but we'd like to make our decision by tomorrow.
Well, wait a minute. Why tomorrow? Why not make up your minds now? You can talk outside. Come on. I got a letter of intent right here. Hey, would you like a pen to go along with it?
We just need a night to mull this over. We'll give you an answer first thing in the morning.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I mean, is there anything else I can say to help you make up your mind?
Yeah, where's a good place to get some ice cream around here? I have to get this coriander taste out of my mouth.
Ice cream? You want good ice cream? I got one word for you. Scoopy's old-fashioned ice cream parlor in the park.
That's a great idea, Lucy. Take him to get ice cream, introduce him to your friend Scoopy, and treat him to whatever these guys want.
Righto. They got 42 different flavors. Actually, 25 of them are just variations of peach.
Hey, Tyler, I want you to remember something. Now, if you do come here to Minnesota State, I don't want you doing it just for yourself or just for me. I want you to do it for the whole state and the people of Minnesota.
And don't forget our Canadian friends, eh?
I'll talk to you first thing in the morning, Coach.
Yep, always a pleasure to see you. And you too.
Coach Fox, I'm sorry if you thought I was giving you a hard time before. I was just having fun with you. It's just my way.
Oh, I knew you didn't mean it.
Oh, I did mean it. And that's what makes it fun.
Anytime. Oh, please, God. Well, I know you're a Notre Dame fan, but come on, I need a halfback!
Wait! Let it ring one more time. We don't seem too anxious.
Well, thank you very much, Luther!
Wait! Shut up!
Hello? Hey, Tyler!
Hey, ice cream buddy!
Yeah. So what'd you decide? Did you sign the letter of intent? I mean, our letter of intent? Ah, jeez.
We lost him?
Well, yeah, no, I understand. I mean, like, yeah, I'm disappointed.
We lost him.
Yeah, right. Notre Dame is still Notre Dame.
We lost him?
Yeah, well, maybe we'll see you in a ball game in a couple of years, huh? Bye.
What happened?
We lost him!
Oh, no! 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 No!
We lost him!
No! 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 Man, I thought we had him. I'm telling you, Hayden, we just can't compete with nuns. Next recruiting season, we gotta get some.
We're back to being a mediocre team, Luke.
I'll leave you alone. I know you probably want to hit something.
I don't want to hit anything.
I'll leave you anyway.
No, 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 no.
What happened?
Well, I hurt my toe.
Oh, no.
Well, Coach Fox, Isn't that amazing? I don't see you for 65 years, then I see you twice in 2 days.
How you doing, George? I see you didn't waste any time getting that up.
No, I had them both up for a while. But now that Tyler's signed with Notre Dame, I'm 100% Irish. So, did you come to buy a mattress?
Well, if that's what it's going to take to get Tyler to Minnesota State, I'm going to buy 5 of them.
Tyler's made up his mind. It's too late.
Did he send off his letter of intent yet to Notre Dame?
Actually, it's sitting right here in my outbox.
Oh. Then there's still a chance, isn't there?
I was just looking.
I know you're disappointed. But we made this decision very carefully. Last night, Tyler and I were up for hours weighing the pros and cons between Minnesota State and Notre Dame. It was all stacking up pretty even. But the deciding factor was he really wanted to go to Notre Dame.
Well, what the hell kind of a selfish reason is that?
You seem a little tense. Why don't you relax, try out our Posture Power 2000?
I'm not going to lie down again until Tyler Roberts comes back to Minnesota State.
Then you're not going to get very much sleep for the next 4 years.
Hey, come on, George. You know you want him to stay in Minnesota. Can't you just ground him till he breaks?
You have some very interesting motivational techniques. Me, I prefer open dialogue, mutual respect, and freedom of choice.
Well, how do you ever get your way?
You don't always.
Oh, I hate that.
Hey, George, I got an idea. Why don't you just go into your little showroom and leave me alone with your little tiny outbox, and then when you come back, it'll all be taken care of. See, we'd have worked out the scenario where the post office lost the letter. Then we...
Coach Fox, I admire your perseverance, but it's over. Tyler has made his choice, and we both gonna have to live with it. But you should know that you were one hell of a salesman last night. In fact, if you were looking for a 65-year-old halfback, I'm your man. I still got 2 years of eligibility left.
We could use you.
You might want to try out our Posture Power 3000. It's our most comforting model.
What's the difference between that and a 2000?
It's 1,000 better. All the fun of a hospital in your own home.
George, I really wanted Tyler. He could have made my year. He could have made my next 4 years.
Yeah, Tyler's a special boy.
This isn't about Tyler, this is about me. I could have the worst season of my whole life.
Maybe next season will be better. Seems to me football's a lot like the mattress business. You have up years and down years. Only difference is you don't have January white sales.
George, come on, it's not the same thing at all. You don't sell a mattress, you don't have the press and the alumni breathing down your neck.
I have my critics, too. There's this reporter down at the Penny Saver who's got it in for me. I just turned the other cheek.
Well, I can't do that. I'm taking too much heat from the Patriot Bowl.
Well, 71-7.
I thought I explained that, George. I spent too much of my life losing. I'm not going to go through that again.
My mother used to say, not whether you win or lose, it's how you play the game.
Oh, man.
I'm not saying that she made that up. I'm just saying that she said it a lot. Anyway, I think what she meant was, if you work hard, do your best, that's all you can do.
Your mother never met my father. He had a different take on life. He used to say, if you're not on top, you're nowhere.
That must have made for a pretty rough childhood.
Hey, I got through it. I think I ended up pretty well adjusted.
Then why'd you steal that letter?
I guess I just can't give up.
Your father would be proud of you. Coach Fox, you feel like ice cream? We could go down to Scoopy's. I still got 23 variations of peach to try.
Tell Tyler that I wish him good luck at Notre Dame.
Coach will continue in a moment.
Doctor Steve, I want to show you something. Isn't it beautiful?
It's a bed.
It's the Posture Power 12,000.
What's a Posture Power 12,000?
9,000 better than the 3,000.
I don't understand.
Well, what is there to understand? Tyler Roberts went to Notre Dame. I bought a bed.
No.
Christine, this isn't brain surgery. But do you want to try it or not?
Sure, why not?
Hey, Christine, you want to see something really special? I know you'll like it.
I've seen it. It's very nice.
Not that.
Okay.
How about that, Christine? It's the Posture Power 12,000.
If you'd gotten the 15, I wouldn't need you.